Good morning, everyone. Hope I don't get a little emotional this morning. It's kind of hard to go through a dark period in your life and then struggle for a couple weeks now to get back to where you were. And one of the things that was on my heart this morning is hope. And we all need hope as individuals, and we need hope in the as families and as in the church. But it seems like the key to the family and the church is with the individual. We got to start as individuals. And when you get down to in your life to where you think all hope is gone, it's a very dark place. And I really can't believe I'm here this morning because I didn't sleep well last night, but that's okay. And that's the reason why I'm here, because I want hope. So this is a good place to come to try to have hope with a family. But like I said, it has to start as an individual, then reach out to our individual families, and then to our church family. There's some verses in the Bible that came to my mind this morning, and I wanted to share those with you. Proverbs 13:12, and I'll go through this a little quickly. Hope deferreth make the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. With the surgery that I had and all, I was totally confused. Didn't know how to take care of myself. Didn't know where I was headed. With the diagnosis that was given to me, I didn't have any hope of a future. And that made my heart sick, really sick. And it says, but when the desire cometh of hope, it is a tree of life. We all know that we have eternal hope. And that's easy to say. I even talked with a lot of my friends, and they say, well, after all, you know you're going to heaven. Well, that doesn't do me any good right now.
Right.
I mean, it's like, okay. Okay, so are you giving me a death sentence? And I might as well go on and pull the plug and say, that's it. And it really made me sad. Really did. That didn't give me any hope at all. You know, I could read 1 Peter 1:3-7. I'm not going to read it all, but it talks about, you know, having a lively hope. To me, that's the key. It's got to be living. You know, we have an eternal hope, and that's, I want to be honest with you, that's easy. The hard part is living now and trying to be in a position to where you stand up. The worst night after surgery, and I wanted to mention this in brief, and maybe I can share a little bit more individually later, but my wife helped me out as a family to give me hope. I had to stay by myself because I was up and down, so I didn't really want to bother her. And I started crying for 2 hours straight, and I thought that I couldn't put it together. I just didn't know what to do. And the biggest thing is I couldn't take care of myself, and I didn't know how. And so I walked up stairs where she was at, and she said, why don't you sit in the chair, lazy boy over there, and we'll and try to sleep. And I couldn't sleep. And she said, well, let me give you my phone. It has some Bible verses that of all the healings that Jesus Christ did, it went through those, and there was verses in John 5:5-9 talked about the man that couldn't talk, and he went to the pool and everybody beat him to the water and he never would get healed. And then I won't read it, but it's a story that spoke to my heart. I was like in a daze, and all of a sudden the recording said, take up your bed and walk. And from that point, I don't know what, I just got up and started walking around. I walked around 49 times to the house and tried my best to feel good, but I didn't. That was just the first night. And so, but yet, from that point is the point where changes happened, because I had a lively hope, I had a hope. But it was up and down, oscillating. Even last night was oscillating. But that's about me as an individual, and I know everybody's gone through their own individual dark times, but I haven't ever experienced this. I mean, as a child, 2 years and 8 months, getting hit by a car, I don't remember. I drowned at about 4 at the bottom of a pool. I don't really remember that. But I will remember this, because I'm a little bit older in life. I remember being shot at in the Gulf War and thought I was dying there. And I was at the darkest time in my life at that point. But and for seconds, I felt like I was going to die. I really did. But I didn't. And I got to go home to my family. And that, to me, was a grace blessing. But in the Bible, it talks about some other people that needed hope. Think of Noah. How many years he building a boat, the saving of his family. That's an amazing story. I mean, even the people around him didn't even know, why are you doing this? I mean, what is rain? You know? But yet he knew something was coming. And I bet you he had hope. He had hope as an individual to get his sons to help and his whole family, and they were saved. I'll think of Daniel opening a window of hope, toward Jerusalem, praying 5 times a day that his Jewish brethren would return to Israel. Brother Mark and I were talking this morning. He may have never even gone back. But he had to think of that hope and never even going back to Jerusalem. You know, and even the 3 Hebrew children, the same thing. So sometimes we have to live with hope, and we never get to see the results in this life. But yeah, we are going to heaven, and that's a good hope. And like I said, we never should forget that, because our hope is in Jesus Christ. And think of the despair that he went through in the Garden of Gethsemane. I couldn't imagine to, in essence, say, Lord, if this cup won't pass from me, nevertheless thy will. In other words, I'll endure it for eternity. Could you imagine that? I've never faced that. But yet we were in him in that death, in those 3 hours of darkness, but we didn't experience any hurt. Right. We weren't burned up like the 3 Hebrew children, but Jesus Christ was. In 70 AD, the Christians we're told, well, prior to that, Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation set up in the holy temple, to head to the mountains of Judea. So he gave a lot of the people there hope. Hope for what? Hope to live, certainly, but some stayed and died. They were too old, maybe. And their love of God was so intense that their hope was in an eternal hope already. But the ones who left probably had a lively hope to continue, and they were ones that were used to spread the gospel after. And finally, in Revelation, it talks about Satan being loose for a season to come against the camp of saints and that holy city. Brethren, we need hope. The dark days are coming. I don't know when. It could be years and years from now. But we know that when the last child of grace is born again in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's it. Jesus is coming back for sure, real quick. Prior to that, Satan's going to be loose for a season to come against the camp of saints, a family, and that holy city who worship God in spirit and truth. I hope and pray that we're worshiping God in spirit and truth, and we talk about the finished work of Christ, and we talk about the lively hope that is placed in us, and we have that eternal hope in what he did for us, and that we can't do anything for ourselves. See, there's a darkness in our own life that cannot be overcome by ourselves. And unless we have another to hope in, we have no hope. And so I'd encourage us to stay close together as individual families, individually with God, individually with our own families, and also with our church family, because I think we're going to need each other. Whatever resources we have in the future may need to be shared, may need to be together, and we don't know. I mean, it's not that we're trying to escape death in the sense of, you know, we're never going to deny the Lord. We're never going to do things that would do that, but we still face with that darkness that's ahead, and we will go through the tribulations. There's no rapture coming to get us out of here for 7 years like it's taught in many places. We're going to have to go through it. And that's when we're going to need each other as a family and as a church. But we know that our Lord is coming back on a white horse, and he's going to meet us in the air, and he's going to take us home. So I have hope this morning, but I don't know. I don't know where I'm headed. I don't know how long I will be here, but I have hope that it will be long enough to try to live better and like Christ. Because in his life, we need to know about his death in those 3 hours of darkness. If we don't know that, then we have no hope, because that's what secured our eternal life. And then based on that, I believe that we can understand his life leading up to that. As a son of man, he had to have full faith in his Father. He did not do his miracles as a son of God. He did it with the full power of the Holy Spirit as the Son of Man. He lived the perfect life of faith. It would be nothing for deity to do a miracle. But it is something for a son of man to have faith in his Father through the Holy Spirit to do the miracles. It is a miracle that a man would face temptation and never yield to him. We always fail that test every day. He never did. Amen. So this morning I want us to see that we do have a hope in him, in his death, and we do have a hope in his life. May we pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, thank you for hope. Lord, we know that thou hast given us all things pertaining to life, and that you want us to have a lively hope, Father, that it's a tree of life within us, as your scripture says. So don't leave us, Lord. Let us know your presence here in this life. And yes, we do thank you for where we're headed, but we need help now. Thank you for this church and this family and our individual families, and help our nation, oh God, to put their trust and hope in you, and stop rioting and stop doing the things that are destroying this country. Father, we need your help. And we ask that your presence be with us this morning. We ask for all the sick again, that they be delivered in your way, Lord, and the grace of being in their lives according to their needs. And we ask that Brother Marty be able to come for us and preach thy word in spirit and truth. And we thank you, Lord, again for all your love and blessings. In Christ's name, amen.